This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fortunately, the football season goes on.
And yet, no game this week for the Chiefs. It is a bye week for the top team in the league, the undefeated first-place Kansas City Chiefs. So it's time to take a breath, not play a game this week, and reflect on first five games and get ready for what's to come. All right, it's a great time to check in, as we always do on a Friday morning, with the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, as we say,
good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Stephen. Good morning, Theodore, on this beautiful October morning. Yeah, chance to exhale a bit for this team. People ask me all the time, is this too early for the bye? And I said, no, not for a team that has played 46 games condensed in 2 1/4 seasons. Any time that this team right now gets a chance to take a breath, they'll take it. So they get it this weekend.
Yeah, let's take a look back. What is our assessment of the beginning of the season for the Kansas City Chiefs?
Well, the injuries to key people is the most prominent story. Well, the fact that they were able to go 5-0 against good competition, considering they had those injuries. I mean, you look, only Minnesota and the Chiefs are 5-0, but you've already beaten Baltimore and Cincinnati. You win at Atlanta. You win at the Chargers, and you beat a decent New Orleans team. That's a pretty good roster of folks that you've taken care of in these first five games. It just hasn't followed the recipe that we thought it would follow based on our training camp reports. I still see Hollywood Brown and Xavier Worthy and Rashee Rice walking down the hill to make the 514 area code with their uniform numbers. And now all you have left is Xavier Worthy, and you're relying on three guys that weren't even in St. Joseph on offense, because now all of a sudden Kareem Hunt, of all people, and Juju Smith-Schuster and Samaje Perine become the lug nuts of your wheel. It's been peculiar, but the results have still worked out.
Heading into the bye week now, give us a peek at what the schedule portends for the weeks to come.
Yeah, I did a minute with Mitch on it this week. It was my, based on, hey, is it too early to have it? No. And you're looking at this almost like a Tour de France. You get these step-offs. You get like a NASCAR race. You're getting these pit stops, because now you start to grind, and you're going to grind all the way until Black Friday, because there is no bye week. And so they play Black Friday, the Chiefs do, against the Raiders. Then that will be an elongated weekend. At least you're going to get one extra day on the back end going into December. But this will be now the grind, because there is no pit stop all the way to Thanksgiving weekend, and some tough games loom.
And still most of the division games to come.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. I mean, you've got Denver at home on the 10th of November. The Chargers won't come back until later. We go to the next 2 weeks, and we'll get into this next Friday, but you're going back into the Pacific time zone on back-to-back weekends and road games. That's tough. And you start at San Francisco to replicate, hopefully, the Super Bowl 54 and 58, but San Francisco will have some juice, because they were able to pull a game out last night and beat Seattle at Seattle to even them out at 3-3. And at some point, they're going to get Christian McCaffrey back. So two difficult games with opponents and logistics coming up, the first two games right out of the gate.
The Chiefs on a bye week, not playing this week, so getting ready for to things to come. Does Andy Reid sometimes does things a little bit outside of the box in this league, but does he treat a bye week any differently than any other coach does in this league?
Well, he stays on it. He calculates it. It's not just, hey, guys, take some time off. I'll see you when you come back on Monday. He actually calculates the week and gives the guys basically a plan. Now, this is, as I told you, this is a pit stop. guys usually love to, and the rest here is as much mental and emotional as it is physical, especially this early in the year, and in particular because we have played all these, we played more games, guys, in this condensed time than any team in NFL history. No team has played this many games in 2-1/4 season than the Kansas City Chiefs. First world problem because you've won back-to-back Super Bowls, but you've also added a 17th game in these years that teams in the past have not had to endure. So coach wants them to relax mentally as much as anything. And a lot of them will be at their old high schools tonight. A lot of them will be at their alma maters in college tomorrow. But he really lays out a plan for them not to just completely, you know, lose it, not just to let it go and have problems off the field, but he actually calculates for them a planned workout during this time off. So it's laid out of what he wants them to do and how he wants them to do it. So it's not just completely disconnected to what the marching plans are for the season.
You alluded to, the injuries earlier, Mitch, but that's the name of the game. There's some young guy up there who's ready to go, and he's chomping at the bit to get in that starting lineup. And you hope he's as good as the guy who gets hurt, you know, or better.
It's been the hallmark of Andy Reid since he's been in Kansas City. I've never seen anything like it. You know, I've been around the game a long time, but Andy Reid somehow figures out to plug and play. And the mentality of don't even bring it up. Hey, we don't have McIntosh this week. What are we going to do? I guess we're going to be covered in volcanic ash. You don't even bring that up anymore. He'll just stare at you of like, no, you know, we'll put Ted in and we'll be fine. That's just the mentality that exists. And then two is to prepare those younger guys or guys that are circling back to you like Kareem Hunt and Juju Smith-Schuster to be able to plug and play. And It's part of the planning of Andy Reid that it's just impeccable and his leadership. But look at all the other injuries that are going on around the league, and yet those teams are struggling. The Chiefs have been able to somehow stay undefeated with it with some major, major injuries. Now, I didn't mention the defense in any of this, and I should because they're just steady Eddie Freddy right there. And we could sit here and make a pretty good case, you guys, that the Chiefs had the best defense in the NFL based on what they've been able to accomplish over the past year and a half.
Sure could. Yep.
The first place undefeated Kansas City Chiefs will not play this weekend. It's a bye week. And yet, I must ask you, Mitch Holtis, how does this bye week for the Kansas City Chiefs somehow relate to Wichita State Shocker football as part of our Eddie Plapa Shocker Football Kansas City Chiefs bye week update?
You asked that question so well. It's now part of our tradition of Fridays in the Air Capital and Steve barking out, how? And then Steve having the palm of his hand slap against his forehead. We'll do it again this morning, you guys. It's a beautiful morning in Wichita. I will tell you, it's a beautiful morning in Smith Center, Kansas, I'm at. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I was at the Home of the Range cabin yesterday along as Senator Moran also made a visit to the point of where our state song was written.
Nice.
But today I'm thinking of this beautiful day though because it was in 1928 on this weekend that the Shocks were headed to dreaded Tulsa to play the Golden Hurricane.
Oh no.
But I'm going to hearken on journalism of the 1928 time because the Tulsa newspaper pre-write of the game was this. And it involves the Shocker coach at the time, and I brought him up before, Sam H. Hill. What in the Sam Hill's going on? Steve, how many times did you hear, Steve, from your, what in the Sam Hill's going on? Well, Sam Hill took his University of Wichita Munis down to Tulsa. But here's the pre-write for the game. A big red sun, this is in the Tulsa newspaper, a big red sun peaked over the eastern horizon this morning, warming the chilly atmosphere and casting cheerful rays of bright light across the McNulty Park gridiron. We're beginning at 3:00 this afternoon. Coach Elmer C. Henderson's University of Tulsa 11 will attempt to repulse the invasion of Wichita University Wheat Shockers in an interstate football clash that features the Golden Hurricane homecoming. Many times in the past, Old Saul has crept up toward the zenith but never before has there been found so suitable a scene or as excellent weather conditions for an important battle on the gridiron. The first comment of both mentors this morning as they turned well-trained weather eyes toward the sky was, boy, this is great. Now we'll have to... Now we'll have to play our games in our own style. Are you telling me that both coaches said the same thing when asked?
Right.
What a gorgeous day. Boy, this is great. So what in Sam Hill's going on? Sam Hill and an old coach of the Tulsa Golden Hurricane, what was his name?
Elmer
Henderson said the same thing. Boy, this is great. So Sam Hill, I think he went on to bigger things. He loses this game 46-0 to Tulsa, so we won't bring that up. But Sam Hill goes on to become the labor relations director of the truck division of General Motors after he left the University of Wichita. Yes, labor relations. I'm guessing there were a lot of days as labor relations director of the truck division of General Motors that he was going, boy, this isn't great. On this, but on this day in 1928, as they gazed to the east, both coaches said the same thing when asked by the writer of the Tulsa newspaper. Boy, this is great.
Yeah.
So, boys, bring it back. This is great.
This is great. And you got a whole weekend to enjoy and get ready for the...
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The next part of the season.
Yep.
Oh, and I'll be at Glorious Hubbard Stadium tonight, Sacred Acre, as the Johnson-Stanton County Trojans take a 290-mile district trip to Smith Center. They're in the same district. Steve, figure this one out. They're in the same district, Smith Center and Johnson, and they're 290 miles apart. This isn't a regional game. This is a district game.
What in the Sam Hill is that all about? Oh, my
I don't know, but boy, this is great.
Oh, it's great stuff as always. Enjoy that tonight. Yeah. And as we always say... Thank you, Mitch.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you, Ted. And thank you, Sam H. Hill. What in the Sam Hill's going on?
Boy, that was a great segment. Oh, and, of course, our Friday morning visits with Mitch are brought to you by American Ag Credit.
Wichita business leaders get a good look at the city's economic outlook for next year. The Wichita Business Journal Report is coming up. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.